This is Jay Sekulow, breaking news. An FBI setup of General Michael Flynn.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
They're devastating evidence of the lengths they were willing to go to disregard all prior protocols, all prior rules, their standard practice in other cases to warn of a 1001 violation, all of that. None of that applied to General Flynn. They had only special violations of every protocol known for him because they were determined to take him out.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Remember, Comey's the guy in charge, and all this happened under his watch. McCabe, Baker, Strzok, Page, all these key people at the upper echelon of the FBI, to use Bill Barr's term, this all happened under Jim Comey's watch. He's the guy responsible. And it is, so many Americans are learning now that everything we've said now for several years, the only thing we had wrong is it was worse than we thought. And Americans are fed up with this and they want it cleaned up.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, I hate to say I told you so, but we did tell you so. And I said it on the floor of the United States Senate. And I'll say it again here on our radio broadcast, and I'll say it wherever I can. The leadership of the FBI was corrupt from to the core. That includes James Comey, McCabe. That includes Strzok and Page. That includes the general counsel for the FBI. That includes the individual precept who wrote this regarding the interview of General Flynn. First, he warned everybody, don't play games. He said that could be dangerous. We don't want to be playing games here. But then he talked about, what do we want? What are we trying to get? That was his, you know, what is the goal? That's the question he asked. He put this in handwriting. What is our goal? Truth / admission, or to get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired? That's what the notes actually read involving General Flynn. Jordan, your reaction.
This, I think, completely shows the deep state at its worst. It implicates, as you said, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Jim Comey. This also implicates Bill Priestap, James Baker. These are the folks, again, who we've also thought were responsible for the misdealings with the Crossfire Hurricane and with the dossier. These are the same individuals who targeted Michael Flynn. And when you read how they targeted him, do we want to get truth or admission, or do we want to get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired? I mean, this was, again, it was a, remember that Jim Comey admitted that if it was later on in the administration, they, quote, wouldn't have been able to get away with something like this? So they did it very early with at least the hope of getting Michael Flynn fired and maybe getting him prosecuted, which they ultimately did.
Let's play that James Comey sound.
You look at this White House now, and it's hard to imagine two FBI agents ending up in the same room. How did that happen?
I sent them. something I probably wouldn't have done or maybe gotten away with in a more organized investigation, a more organized administration, in the George W. Bush administration, for example, or the Obama administration. There was process, and so if the FBI wanted to send agents into the White House itself to interview a senior official, you would work through the White House counsel, and there'd be discussions and approvals and who would be there. And I thought, it's early enough, let's just send a couple guys over.
Yeah, well, he's not going to get away with it. Jim Comey said, I thought I'd get away with it. He's not going to get away with it. I thought I'd send a couple of guys over. It was early in the administration. Well, guess what? The information is now becoming public. And what happened to General Flynn is the tip of the iceberg of what was going on for 3 years. This is under Bob Mueller, who's a soldier, served our country honorably. On this one, though, he was AWOL, absent, without leave. We'll take your calls and comments, 1-800-684-3110. If there's any group that knows about this firsthand, it's us. We're going to be joined by our senior counsel, Andy Economo, coming up, who defended the president, as did Jordan, as part of our legal team. But we knew this was out there. We didn't know the details of this, but we knew there was something wrong from the beginning. Give us a call, 800-684-3110. And don't forget, last day for the matching challenge, aclj.org.
It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at ACLJ.org.
Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at ACLJ.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at ACLJ.org. For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at ACLJ.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at ACLJ.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Interesting headline in The Hill. CNN, others should pay a big price for what they have purposely done to Flynn. That was just one. By the way, what I read you was just one. Just one. Just one handwritten note among many other documents that have been released here. So I want to go first to our senior counsel, Andy Economa, who is a former U.S. attorney, state attorney, and district attorney. So he served in all three levels of government and served on the president's defense team. This investigation of Flynn was under the auspices of Bob Mueller. It was part of the special counsel probe. Now, Andy, I said that from beginning to end, it was a faux investigation. It was a sham. And now we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg being released. And I'm glad that Bill Barr's doing this. He's releasing these documents. I think that is a really good thing that they're being transparent here and shows the abuse at the highest levels of the FBI, including James Comey. Andy?
This is disgusting, Jay. I'm embarrassed to have been a member of the Justice Department. At least it was in the days of Griffin Bell when I don't think this stuff would have been done. But I want to say that this is embarrassing. It's disgusting. It's despicable. Comey is smug about it. He laughs. Who sent the agents in? I did. And then he gets a laugh from the audience, which he then piously pays homage to and thinks that he's done a great thing. This is entrapment. And this is something that General Flynn now, if Judge Emmett Sullivan allows him to vacate the plea, which I cannot imagine that he would not allow him to do at this point, gives General Flynn two options: a massive civil rights suit under the federal civil rights suit against Comey and all the agents who participated in this, and the Attorney General should open a criminal civil rights investigation under Title 18 for the deprivation of his civil rights, and they should be all taken down and be held accountable both civilly and criminally for this despicable act against the public servant of the United States.
But Andy, here's what they did. Even that note from Precept, just that note, if we just look at the note, what do we want to accomplish basically? Truth / admission? Lie? Get them to get fired? I mean, when we talk about entrapment, And then for those on our TV audience, there are the notes. When we talk about entrapment, Andy, this is the let's define what that means for people.
Entrapment means that the person that you're looking at does not have the predisposition to have committed the crime. You put it into his head. You're the one who suggests the criminal act, and you get him to do something that he ordinarily would not do or would not be inclined to do. And that's what the word entrap means. This is what we all have heard classically called a perjury trap. Let's get in there, and what is our goal? Truth admission, we could get that, but what wouldn't it be great if we could get him to lie? Then we could prosecute him under 1001, or we can get him fired. These are despicable things, Jay. The idea that our government, through its so-called premier foremost law enforcement agency, the great FBI, would go in there and set up a man intentionally trying to get him to lie so that they could either prosecute him or get him to resign. And what do? They achieve both their despicable goals.
And by the way, they tried that apology stuff with the IRS. We didn't take the apology. We went to federal court. And when General Flynn is vindicated, which he will be, they're going to have to withdraw that plea. Judge is going to have to allow that. They should null process. They should not prosecute. Or confess error, even better. And maybe they'll do that. But Jordan, we have said this. I'm going to play this in a minute. We have said from the beginning that this was a sham. And now we're starting to see the evidence of that sham.
Well, all of this together. So we know that Bill Priestap, who wrote those notes about should we get him to lie, should we try to get him fired, should we just try to get him to tell the truth, should we basically set him up, as Andy said, entrapment, so we can at least get him in some sort of trouble and prosecute him. And obviously then come up with this plea deal where you put a crime in their head as if they've done something wrong when they have not. Bill Priestap also was Peter Strzok's boss and Lisa Page's boss. He was the head of counterintelligence at the FBI. In fact, we've learned from the Inspector General Horowitz's report, he made the ultimate call to begin Crossfire Hurricane with the dossier to start the investigation into the Trump and Russia and the whole conspiracy collusion theory. So that was all Bill Priestap. But even previous to that, he's going after Trump administration officials right from the beginning, right when they're in office, and he starts with Michael Flynn with this idea of at least let's get him fired. Remember, when we talk about the deep state, their ultimate goal is to get rid of these officials, whether it was President Trump, they tried to go all the way with impeachment, they had Bob Mueller, all of those items, trying to get rid of them. That's their baseline goal. Can we get rid of these folks? And if we can, and then we can also prosecute them, that's great too.
Let me go to Stan Bennett, because Stan, this obviously was a Washington matter in the sense that this was the FBI, which has a lot of explaining to do, but should be investigated thoroughly. I know that those kind of things we understand with the Durham investigation, this is going on, getting to the bottom of this. We're now seeing I'd call it the first phase of this. I don't know if there's been reaction yet on the Hill, but those people, including the Democrats that were condemning General Flynn, this man who served his country for over 33 decades, an apology.
Oh, at a bare minimum, they owe him an apology. A couple of things, Jay, and it's almost hard to know where to start on this. But first of all, you play that sound about James Comey joking about this matter and the audience laughing. It makes me so furious. This is anything but funny. A man with a sterling reputation and decades of service to the United States had his reputation ruined, Jay. He had to mortgage his house to mount a legal defense, and that's what James Comey and the audience is laughing about. Second, Jay, you ask about the reaction on Capitol Hill. Let me connect a couple of dots here for our audience. We talked in recent days about these transcripts that Adam Schiff has been blocking the release to the public. What is included in those transcripts? We know from the report that was released is that some of those transcripts, Jay, are these FBI agents who conducted this review, this interview with General Michael Flynn, and they testified in those depositions, in those interviews, that they found Michael Flynn to be truthful, that he had not intentionally lied to them. Jay, that is what Chairman Schiff is trying to block from coming into the public. So, again, there are so many layers to this, but it makes me so furious, and all of it needs to come to light. And how many times have we said this, Jay? The Attorney General directing this review, this is what we knew would happen, and I will agree with you, this is just the beginning.
No, it is just the beginning. Let's take a listen to what Senator Graham had to say about this last night.
One of the worst things that can happen in any democracy is for those who are in charge of the law to take it in their own hands for political purposes. And I think that's what's happened here. But time will tell.
Time will tell. But it's obvious to me that that's what happened. Andy, I want to follow up with you on this, because what Senator Graham said, which was very important here, and that is those who take the law into their own hands. These FBI leaders, the leaders of the FBI, did this knowingly, willfully, wantingly, to set up a man who was serving his country and had served his country for 3 decades. And when you take the law into your own hands and violate the law, you have to be held accountable.
You have to be held accountable, Jay. I mean, this is the deep state at its worst. Comey, the pious Comey, who goes around and makes speeches about how great he is and how wonderful he is and how devoted he is with his subtle humor and so forth. And then he and McCabe and Strzok and his concubine, Lisa Page, all getting together and deciding, we don't like Michael Flynn, let's get rid of him. So we take advantage of what they see as commotion in the early stages of the Trump administration. They sneak a couple agents in there. They don't have White House counsel. They tell them, you don't need a lawyer, don't worry about that, we're just come here to talk to you. That should have been the FBI comes in and says, we're here to help you, you don't need a lawyer, watch out. That's the sign that something bad's about to happen. And then they get in there and they've got an agenda. Let's get him to lie. That's our goal. Let's concoct a situation where he lies so we can prosecute him and get him fired. This is the deep state, the functionary, the minion, taking over control of the government from right under the hands of the elected official.
We're going to take your calls and comments. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Got some phone lines open for you. If anybody knows about this, it's us. Why? We represented the president. We're going to give you our analysis of this setup. We come back to the break. If you're on Facebook or Periscope, and a lot of you are, or watching on ACLJ.org, share it with your friends. Radio, same thing. Share it with your friends. Tell them what's coming. Also, let me say this. Support the work of the ACLJ. Last day of our matching challenge campaign is today. This broadcast, the information we're able to impart to you, your support of the ACLJ includes this broadcast. We encourage you to go to ACLJ.org if you're able. Make an online contribution. It's double. Back.
For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at aclj.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at aclj.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at aclj.org. It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at aclj.org.
org. Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at aclj.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110. General Flynn was set up. It was a perjury trap. It was a known perjury trap by the leadership of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. They're the ones that engaged in this abuse. They set up a man who had served his country for three decades. They did so with intent. They did so knowingly. They did so wantingly, wanting to set him up. They set up a trap. The entire Mueller fraud, which is what it was, this is the best evidence of that fraud. General Flynn pled guilty because of pressure that these FBI agents and the Department of Justice lawyers handling the case put on, the pressure they put on him regarding his son. That was allegedly what it was. They violated all of the norms and ethics of prosecutors, but that's not the first time for these guys. I went to the floor of the United States Senate when they were talking about a quid pro quo in the Ukraine. A quid pro quo in Ukraine. This for that, they said. Remember that? This for that. You get this, we get that. I used that this for that, and I think in a minute and a half summed up the entire case. Let's go back to the Senate just about 9 weeks ago when I said these words.
Here's the bottom line. This is part one of the Mueller report. This part alone is 199 pages. The House managers in the presentation a couple of times referenced this for that. Let me tell you something. This cost $32 million. This investigation took 2,800 subpoenas. This investigation had 500 search warrants. This had 230 orders for communication records. This had 500 witness interviews. All to reach the following conclusion, and I'm going to quote from the Mueller report itself as it relates to this whole matter of collusion and conspiracy. Ultimately, these are the words of Bob Mueller in his report, this investigation did not establish that the campaign coordinated or conspired with the Russian government in its election interference activities. Let me say that again. This, the Mueller report, resulted in this. That for this. Ultimately, the investigation did not establish that the campaign coordinated or conspired with the Russian government in its election-related interference activities. This for that.
That was on the floor of the United States Senate. And Jordan, you were there participating. That now is summed up, I think, quite well with the words of Mr. Precept about setting up General Flynn.
That's right. When you say, should we try to get him to lie? Should we try to get him to tell the truth? Should we try to get him fired? And all of this goes back to the deep state and what was their goal? Their goal, their insurance policy with Andrew, and this involves all of them. Bill Priestep, also who is the one who wrote the notes on Michael Flynn and this setup, is the same person who authorized, it was the final authorization on starting Crossfire Hurricane with the dossier. He was Peter Strzok's boss, so Peter Strzok is involved in both of these. Lisa Page, Andy McCabe, Jim Comey, James Baker, the general counsel for the FBI. They were all involved in all of these issues. And we talk about that the goal of the deep state and working with people like Adam Schiff was to remove ultimately the President of the United States. after he was elected. It was their insurance policy. And so they wanted to start picking off members of his administration and then ultimately get to a special counsel investigation where they thought they could get a lot more done. And in fact, when you fabricate everything, you get nothing done. Like you just said back in the impeachment trial, this for that, it was nothing. And even Peter Strzok admitted to that in text messages with Lisa Page, that this was all a setup by the deep state to try and have the president of the United States removed. And remember, one of the goals of removal is not just getting them impeached, which the president got impeached but then acquitted by the Senate. It's not just getting Michael Flynn to put in some phony guilty plea to lying under oath about something he didn't actually lie about. It's about damaging this president leading into a first-term president, leading into a second term, and trying to derail his policies. So, I mean, think about how much time was spent on Mueller, how much time was spent on impeachment. Now we have COVID-19, and if you actually look back, the president did a pretty darn good job with our economy, with our country, with our military. We were on a tear even in the midst of all of that. Now, COVID-19 hit us differently, but in the midst of all of that, they were trying to derail this president, and I still believe there are actors at the DOJ and FBI, and I believe that's why Bill Barr, the attorney general, he put this information out, is because he knows within his own organization and agency there are still these bad actors.
Let me go quickly to Finn. I agree with everything Jordan said. Repercussions. We've heard from Jim Jordan already. What do you think's coming next? Looks like Senator Graham may be doing some serious oversight in the Judiciary Committee in the Senate.
I definitely think there's going to be oversight in the Senate. Senator Graham has already said so. I think a lot of the repercussions are going to come through the Attorney General and John Durham and others, though, Jay. And I do think prosecutions are probably in line. But look, let me just underscore something that Jordan just said. This comment that Director Comey made, that this is probably not something I could have, quote, gotten away with later in the administration. Jay, the hubris there from the director of the FBI, who's supposed to be pursuing truth, not trying to do whatever he can get away with. And Jay, again, here's why I believe what Jordan just said is accurate, that there are still people there who were involved with this that have to be rooted out. Bill Priestap and Peter Strzok, they ran the counterintelligence division, but they still had to get sign off from the seventh floor, which was James Comey and Andrew McCabe. And in this case, Jay, all four of those were involved. If that was the culture that was set at the FBI, and you're going to tell me that there weren't people at lower levels and intermediate levels who weren't also involved, who we also need to uncover, I just don't believe that. I agree with Jordan. There's more to come on this.
Andy, 30 seconds here before we go to break. James Comey said he's going to get away. He got away with it. I don't think so.
No, not with Bill Barr as Attorney General. He's not going to get away with it. There needs to be a federal civil rights investigation open under Title 18, deprivation of civil rights, and somebody, and I'm sure Sidney Powell, who represents the general now, will look at 1983, the federal civil rights statute, and institute a civil rights statute for massive damages that this man has sustained.
Unbelievable what has happened. I want to encourage you folks. You have been supporting the work of the ACLJ for a long time, many of you. And we are in the last hours of our Matching Challenge campaign. And I want to encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. And it's really easy to do. Just go to aclj.org if you're able. And any amount you donate to us, we're going to get a matching gift for. And that allows us to bring you this broadcast, breaking news, analysis every day. Allows us to go to court around the United States, and frankly, around the world. Your support of the ACLJ at this critical time makes a huge difference. The most important day of the month for us is the last day of this month because it's the last day of our matching challenge. I want to encourage you to be part of that team. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org to participate in the matching challenge campaign. Back with a lot more coming up.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. I may be coming to you live tonight on Sean Hannity's broadcast, I guess, here from my house via Skype as we discuss this. I'll tell you something. We knew this was going on early on in the situation, and we're talking about what's happened to General Flynn. Let me put it in a very clear standpoint. I want to play for you what James Comey said about getting agents in to investigate General Flynn, violating all of the protocols. Now, we now have the release of documents that say, truth, admission, question mark, get them lie, get them fired, prosecuted. We're putting it up on the screen for those of you watching on Facebook, Periscope, or TV. But I want to tell you something right now. This is the nature of a fight that we're going to have, that we are having, and we're going to hold them accountable. I have been one of the lawyers at the forefront of this, as you know. So I want to play for you what James Comey said and made a joke. He comes off as so pompous and self-righteous. Look what he authorized. Look what he allowed to happen in the United States of America to a general who served for three decades in the military of the United States. And he thought he could get away with it. Well, Jim Comey, you're not. So don't write any more books about a higher calling or a higher purpose when you're trying to set people up. You want to know why we didn't allow the president of the United States to be interviewed by Bob Mueller? Take a listen to this.
You look at this White House now, and it's hard to imagine two FBI agents ending up in the same room. How did that happen?
I sent them. Something I probably wouldn't have done or maybe gotten away with in a more organized investigation, a more organized administration, in the George W. Bush administration, for example, or the Obama administration. There was process. And so if the FBI wanted to send agents into the White House itself to interview a senior official, you would work through the White House counsel, and there'd be discussions and approvals and who would be there. And I thought, it's early enough, let's just send a couple guys over.
I'm going to tell you something right there. I want to go to Jordan first on this. You were there with me every day. Andy was there every day in the floor of the United States Senate. We knew exactly what this all was. We knew exactly what was going on. And now we know it firsthand.
Yeah, it was an attempted takedown of the presidency of the United States and his officials. And so they started with Mike Flynn early. They started with wiretapping people like Carter Page. We now know that that went to actually a human intelligence gathering as well. So going through his belongings, going through more than just wiretapping, surveillance of the Trump campaign, surveillance of the Trump transition, all with a goal, because President Trump was duly elected and freely and fairly elected, of undermining the president and ultimately seeing his removal. And Jim Comey thought that by those notes that he leaked out, he could get a special counsel, which he did, Bob Mueller, to come forward and tell Congress they needed to impeach the president of the United States. And that special counsel came forward and said, we have no evidence of collusion or conspiracy with Russia and the Trump campaign. There was no obstruction here. And then you had this, we have an informant, a confidential informant, an anonymous informant who really shouldn't be anonymous at all, go to Adam Schiff's committee staff from the National Security Council, who he had just hired, and start the whole Ukraine matter, which led to ultimately what these guys all wanted, which was an impeachment where they thought that there would be enough pile on from mainstream kind of old school Republicans to actually remove this president. And you know what? Republicans from across across the different spectrum said no, absolutely not. But it was an attempted takedown from the moment he got elected to remove the president of the United States who was duly elected, and it was a takedown from inside his own government in law enforcement agencies.
And now justice is going to be served. We're taking a break. We come back, we'll take your calls. 1-800-684-3110. Looks like I am going to be on with Sean Hannity, coming to you from my home office tonight on his broadcast to talk about this. Again, support the work of the ACLJ, ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
Thank you.
It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at aclj.org.
Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at aclj.org. For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at aclj.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at aclj.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at aclj.org.
Counterintelligence investigation against the President of the United States, Crossfire Hurricane. That's what it was called. Maybe we'll play that song at the end as a little bonus here. We haven't done that in a while. There is a Jay Sekulow Band Best Of concert tonight. I hope Jumpin' Jack Flash is in it. I'm not sure it is. But if it, yeah, I think it is actually. And that would be very appropriate. I want to read something that just came in from Senator Grassley. And he just tweeted this. New DOJ/Flynn documents are stamped with SCO. As in special counsel's office. Did Mueller have these documents? Why did his team sit on them? What else is Mueller's team that cost taxpayers $30 million plus dollars hiding? The people deserve answers to restore faith in federal law enforcement. Andy Econo is back with the senior counsel for the ACLJ. Andy, you served with the FBI as a U.S. attorney. You work with them. There are a lot of good FBI agents. There was a lot of bad leadership here at this FBI.
Well, despicable. It was brazen in its attempt to overthrow the presidency. James Comey, it was the leader of it. Someone said in a clip that I just heard that he will go down in history as the most corrupt FBI director there ever was. There's no doubt about that. He showed his hand when he slipped two agents in there to the General Flynn's office without having him have the benefit of counsel, and they had an agenda. And his agenda was get him to lie, get him to violate 18 U.S.C. 1001 so we can prosecute him. And not only that, maybe we can get him fired. So one by one, they decided that they were going to pick off people they didn't like in the president's administration. This is exactly what they were doing, Jay. The deep state making a decision that the electorate had made, and they were going to overturn that decision and put in the people that they wanted and mainly take out the people that they didn't want. And I think this went all the way to the very top. I don't think it stopped with James Comey. I don't have any evidence of that, but I believe if you look at some of the documents that have come out in the Steele dossier trial in London, you will see that these ideas and tactics permeated the highest echelons of our government.
I think that's right. Let's do this, Jordan. We've got a lot of callers coming. We're going to take your calls at 800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and do that.
I do want to read this. This is from Chuck Grassley, because, again, I think it's so important. He just tweeted out 5 tweets about this, and this latest tweet, so key for our audience, is what Andy just said. New DOJ Flynn documents are stamped with SCO, as in Special Counsel's Office. Did Mueller have these docs? Why did his team sit on them? What else is Mueller team that cost taxpayers $30-plus million hiding? The people deserve answers to restore faith in federal law enforcement agencies. He went further to say that many, and this is from Chuck Grassley, many of my colleagues are rightfully calling for prosecution of people who violated Flynn's constitutional rights.
Yep. Now, let's listen to what Bill Barr said about what he does when he gets the evidence. Take a listen.
Building these cases, especially the sprawling case we have between us that went on for 2 or 3 years here, takes some time to build the case. So he's diligently pursuing it. My own view is that the evidence shows that we're not dealing with just mistakes or sloppiness. There was something far more troubling here, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. And if people broke the law, and we can establish that with the evidence, they will be prosecuted.
Can't be any clearer than that. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Then I got a question for Than.
Jerry's calling in from Rhode Island on line 4. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello, team. Before I talk about local boy Mike Flynn finally getting vindicated, there's going to be a lot of smiling faces on this island today. I want to say something, Mr. Conomo. If Mr. Conomo feels ashamed for what several bad-handed people did in the FBI, because he used to be there, then I have to feel bad about the Marine Corps for what Bob Mueller did. I don't feel bad about my service. Economo should not feel bad about his. My question is indemnification. If these bad actors went beyond the scope of their job, now I know in the scope of their job, the civil rights will probably, by the way, if there's a judgment, which it could be, that'll be us taxpayers paying that judgment for their bad act. Does it ever spill outside that they could be personally liable for any civil right or any violation of their job going after him to pay for the house he lost?
Look, I mean, I think once General Flynn is vindicated, and I can't imagine a situation where he's not, Andy, he has the ability. First of all, there should be criminal prosecutions of the people that did this, because what they did was so outrageous here. So that's number one. Number two, Andy, you mentioned this. Of course, civil litigation, and Sidney Powell, General Flynn's lawyer, has done a fantastic job here. Civil damages for the violation, the deprivation of your rights, privileges, and immunities under law, USC 1983, it's called the 1983 action, would certainly be applicable here. Andy?
Yes, it would, Jay, because the federal civil rights statute gives a redress of monetary damages to persons who have had this. General Flynn.
I think we're losing Andy. Well, yeah. Andy, we're going to try to get a better signal because we're having a little bit of trouble hearing. Will, you could tell me. Are you able to hear Andy? I'm not able to hear it on my end.
No.
Okay. But Jordan, it brings up the same point. We do believe that there is a civil damage capability here.
Absolutely. Once he's vindicated. I mean, he has to be vindicated first, and that hasn't happened yet, but he has to be vindicated first. And then, of course, we'd like to see criminal prosecutions of these bad actors so that people can, as Chuck Grassley said, restore faith in our law enforcement and intelligence agencies. But second, the civil damages that Mike Flynn could go to kind of, one, recoup his economic losses, but also what I think is so important is his 30 years of military service, is that we don't forget who this was that was targeted this way. And I think other than the President of the United States, he has been treated the worst. And so it's been, the President obviously has been taken through the ringer with impeachment and this whole Mueller investigation. But Mike Flynn, almost as bad, because he doesn't have the same kind of resources to battle back. He was an advisor to the President and doesn't have the same even economic resources. So, I mean, again, the way they went after this 30-year military veteran because they wanted to start picking off Trump administration officials and ultimately take down the President of the United States from inside the federal government. We can take another phone call now. Terry in Delaware on line 3. Terry, thanks for holding on. You're on the air.
Thank you.
Hey, Terry.
Thank you guys for all you do. You know, we support you, listen, and we pray for you guys as well.
Thank
as
you.
The president. My question is, whatever happened to treason? This sounds so treasonous to me over the last several months. I mean, is that even an issue anymore? Is that a thing?
Well, no, treason's a felony. I mean, if you commit treason, it's a very high bar to establish it. But look, what these guys did, this is entrapment. This is violation of due process, violation of fundamental rights. And what James Comey laughing about, but we've seen this with James Comey. He acts so self-righteous. He was a bad actor. He is a bad actor. He allowed this to happen. He did a series of events that he's done from the outset of this, his administration, that have been really outrageous. And now what's coming out on General Flynn goes back to exactly what I said on the floor of the United States Senate. This is not supposed to be allowed, period. We don't allow it. And that's what we're dealing with right now. And again, I'm going to be, I believe, on Hannity tonight, coming to you from my office to discuss it on Sean's program. But we'll take, let's try to, you want to try to grab one more call? No, I'll tell you what, we'll save the calls for the next segment. Yeah, let me do this. I want to look into you all, talk to you all for a moment here, listening on radio. If you're on Skype, I'm on Skype, if you're on Twitter or Facebook. We're in the very last day of our matching challenge campaign for April. This is literally the most important hours of the month are starting about now. So your support of the work, for our work at the ACLJ, if you're able to donate now, is matched. And what that means is we have a group of donors that said, hey, if you get someone donates $100, we'll give $100. $50, we'll give $50, whatever it might be. I want to encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. And let me tell you the reason why. You see the work every day, an hour a day, 5 days a week. And this, believe me, to get this broadcast ready to air for radio, TV, all the social media platforms that we're on is a lot more than an hour. You see the hour. There's 6 hours going into getting this ready. Your support for the ACLJ helps us get this information out. You're paying for this broadcast. It allows our lawyers to defend freedom and liberty around the globe, and especially here in the United States, to go after Planned Parenthood, who was trying to create their own set of rules and laws during this pandemic crisis, which we beat them back in most of the cases. Your support makes a huge difference. So let me encourage you, just go over to ACLJ.org, only if you're able, at ACLJ.org, and make an online contribution to the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ.org. We're going to come back. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110.
For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at aclj.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at aclj.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at aclj.org. It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at aclj.org.
Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110 tonight. A concert live. Well, it's pre-recorded, obviously, folks, because when you see the music, it's concerts from before. It's songs that we did before. And then a couple of new ones we haven't done. And our guests are John Schneider, Ricky Skaggs, Lee Greenwood, so Keith Burns from Trick Pony. We've got a lot of great guests playing with us. We're taking kind of the best of. We usually do these concerts the last day of our matching challenge. Here we had to be a little bit more creative, but we will bring that to you tonight. I'm also supposed to be on Hannity. I'm waiting for the confirmation of that as well. Let's go ahead. And is Andy with us? I want to ask Andy one quick question before we go to the phones, and that is, Andy, what is the – people are asking this, and that is the ultimate culpability. If FBI agents were violating not only rules and regulations of the Bureau, but the Constitution itself.
Well, apart from their dismissal from the organization, and that has happened in most of these cases, there is a federal criminal statute under Title 18 that says violation of civil rights. And any time you violate somebody's civil rights, entrapment, for example, a violation of due process, an attempt to create crimes where there aren't crimes, then the U.S. attorney, through the attorney general, can direct an investigation to begin into those persons under Title 18. I think it's Section 241 or 242, I'm not sure, but those are the sections that can, and those are criminal violations, not civil violations, but those are criminal violations that can be investigated and pursued, and people can go to the penitentiary if they're convicted.
All right, let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go. Who's next, Jordan?
Yeah, let's go to Mary Ellen in Illinois. Great question. Mary Ellen, welcome to JSecio Live.
Yes, great. Hey, great work. I pray and I support y'all. So
thank you.
I have a quick question here,
yep.
And I'm thinking about this. Yes, you mentioned that the goal was to get President Trump out of office, and I'm thinking, yes, his role was to, Flynn's role was to advise the president, but the president had many different kind of advisors. So why? What was it about Flynn, his philosophies or his advising or whatever, because he served for 30-some years. What was it that they did not want that they went through all the lengths to do what they did?
Oh, probably policy disputes, but they said in there, I mean, one of their goals was get him fired. They said that could be one of our legitimate goals, get him prosecuted, get him fired. So, Jordan, they looked at that. They said get him fired.
That was the goal. You know, can we get him at least fired and possibly prosecuted, but get him out of there? And remember, it's because Flynn disagreed with decisions that were being made by the Obama administration and ultimately was dismissed in that role and then stayed on in the military. And then the Trump administration brought him back on as an advisor. So there was that tension as well, Mary Ellen, I think, to just remind people of that tension that was there. But again, I think it goes to those that sense of extreme lengths to try and remove officials like this, and you know that's their goal is really get them out. Their goal for President Trump was remove him as president. If you can prosecute, if you can get him into more trouble, that's great. But the real goal was to undermine the administration, shake it up, put it off to a rough start, try to derail it. And they tried, I mean, how many times? They did it with the Crossfire Hurricane, special counsel, impeachment, and of course now we're dealing with an actual pandemic that is real, and the president, I think, has been a very steady hand throughout all of those trials and tribulations, which were, as I agree with him, a witch hunt, and now he's at a point where he's dealing with a real issue, and these people are finally, it appears, being exposed for exactly who we believe them to be.
Jordan, let's go ahead and take Bill on line 5 because he has a really interesting question I want to answer.
Hey, Bill. Welcome to JSecio Live, calling from Wyoming. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Bill. I'm feeling a lot better today about hearing what you people are doing. My question is about these judges that they had to get a lot of this legal stuff and moving. How does that affect them, or how does it how are they covered in this whole area?
Well, they were lied, Bill. They were lied to. So, I mean, these judges have already issued orders, Andy. The FISA court, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, the FIS court, has already issued orders demanding that these processes be changed. But these judges could bring up actions or refer matters on their own since they were completely lied to, Andy.
That's right. They could refer matters for criminal prosecution, for criminal contempt, for failure to be candid with the court and to tell the truth. They've already said that they want the procedures reestablished. And what's more important, you're not going to have a bunch of FISA orders just rubber stamped anymore like they were being done, where 9 out of 10 were being granted. There's going to be some severe scrutiny of what the FBI wants to do when it wants to spy on people who are American citizens. I think that didn't, which situation didn't obtain before. I think the FISA court is going to be looking at this with much greater scrutiny and care going forward.
I want to say this also. I'm going to take Roger's call here, but I want to go with Dan really quick, and then we'll grab Roger's call. Well, let's take the call first because that'll fit in. Roger, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Given Bill Barr and John Durham's ongoing work, which is so vital to get to the truth, and this new information coming to light regarding the FBI, and as you have just said, this information is the tip of the iceberg. My real concern is that if President Trump is not reelected and there is not substantial progress before the election, all of this work will end and be for naught, and the deep state will have prevailed.
Well, it's not supposed to be. If there's been criminal violations, the Department of Justice should carry forward. But you raise a real interesting question, an important one. However, if one of the if the Senate remains in Republican hands, Stan, the Judiciary Committee has a very powerful voice here.
Yes, I think it's a valid concern, Jay, but regardless of how the presidential election goes, there are two efforts that I think will continue. The first one was already mentioned. Chuck Grassley mentioned he wants to know if the special counsel had these documents. Remember, Jay, Peter Strzok is a nexus for all of this, and he certainly worked with the special counsel. I think that would continue. Here's another thing. The elections are going to have consequences, though, on the transcripts from the FBI agents that actually said that Flynn was being truthful, that he did not demonstrate signs of lying. Jay, those are in the House Intelligence Committee right now, and Chairman Schiff is blocking them.
I'm going to go right to Julie. We only got about 30 seconds. Julie, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Jay. I was one of the ones who got the $1,200 stimulus. I believe so much in all the work that you do that I'm going to tie 10% of that to ACLJ today on your matching challenge day.
Well, I appreciate that. And again, as we've said, if you're able, but only if you're able, we want to encourage you, as Julie is doing, to support the work of the ACLJ. This is the last radio broadcast for the month of April, and it's the last one that will cover the matching challenge, obviously, because we don't do a matching challenge next month. So we want to encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. We have a live concert tonight. It is pre-recorded, so don't worry about social distancing, even if you see crowds. These were from various locales around the country, and then four new tunes that we shot back in February before the pandemic reached the proportions that it did. We want to enjoy you to enjoy that tonight. I should be on Hannity tonight. That isn't 100% confirmed yet, but looks like that's going to happen. I'll be coming out of my home studio to do that. And let me encourage you also to support the work of the ACLJ. Like Julie, if you're able, any amount you donate to us, we're going to get a matching gift for. So go over to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we'll get a matching gift. We appreciate that. I think we're going to play that. Are we playing that tune, Will? We are. We got a little music coming on Facebook and Periscope, so stay tuned.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.